From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has used his Easter and Passover greetings to urge Americans of all faiths, as well as non-believers, to embrace common values and a shared spirit of humanity. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
President Obama used his weekly media address to touch on his top priorities, jobs creation, health care coverage for all, and improving education. But most of his comments were geared toward the common spiritual aspirations of all people.
All of us are striving to make a way in this world, to build a purposeful and fulfilling life in the fleeting time we have here. A dignified life, a healthy life, a life true to its potential, and a life that serves others. These are aspirations that stretch back through the ages.
Aspirations, the president says, that are at the heart of Judaism, at the heart of Christianity, and at the heart of the world's great religions. The president notes Jewish families are celebrating Passover, and on Sunday, his family will join other Christians all over the world who mark the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is delaying a decision on whether to declare that China is artificially undervaluing its currency to gain an advantage in trade. The report was due on April 15th, just after China's president is expected to be in the U.S. for a nuclear security summit meeting. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says he will be pressing for more flexible Chinese currency policies. Rescuers in China are detecting no more sounds of life from a mine where 153 workers have been trapped for nearly a week now. Some tapping was heard there yesterday. Divers entered the flooded mine today but returned within hours, saying the murky waters were hindering their efforts to reach the area where the miners are trapped. The search has been halted for any survivors from a South Korean naval vessel that sank after an explosion more than a week ago. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports conditions have become too dangerous and there was little hope of finding anyone alive.
It's been 8 days since the South Korean warship, the Chinon, went down in the Yellow Sea near North Korea's western coast. South Korea's military now says the search for the remaining sailors is over. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says they ended their rescue efforts out of respect for the families who apparently didn't want any more loss of lives. Yesterday, 9 rescue workers went missing after their boat apparently collided into a fishing vessel, and earlier this week, an experienced military diver died after falling unconscious searching for the missing Chinon crewman. South Korea's defense minister speculates that a floating mine or torpedo may have struck the ship, but the government is still investigating the cause of the explosion. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Police in Denver say 16 people were injured, some seriously, when a public transit bus crashed into 2 other vehicles this evening. Police say the bus had run a red light. This is NPR News from Washington. Relief groups are scrambling to provide better shelter to tens of thousands of earthquake survivors in Haiti before the rainy season takes hold there. A former top United Nations official in Port-au-Prince likened the rainy season to a freight train headed right for the devastated country. He adds that Haiti is in a race against time. Relief organizations are hoping to relocate at least 150,000 earthquake survivors living in muddy camps and on steep hillsides. The Archbishop of Canterbury, who heads the Worldwide Anglican Communion, is sharply criticizing the Roman Catholic Church's handling of the sex abuse scandal in Ireland. And as Larry Miller reports from London, a Catholic archbishop says he was stunned by the comments.
The head of the Anglican Communion dispensed with ecumenical niceties, accusing the Roman Catholic Church of being responsible for what he termed a colossal trauma for Ireland in particular. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, says the Catholic Church in Ireland has suddenly lost all credibility. These are Williams' first comments on the child sex abuse and cover-up scandal in the Catholic Church. They are to be broadcast on Easter Monday. The Archbishop went on to dismiss the Pope's offer to welcome disgruntled Anglicans into the Catholic Church about the Pope's planned visit to Britain in September. In Williams' words, he'll be welcomed as a valued partner, and that's about it. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Butler will play for the national championship in the NCAA men's basketball tournament Monday. The Bulldogs defeated Michigan State in Indianapolis. Butler will play the winner of the second game, Duke and West Virginia. Duke leads at the half. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.